and China also, the two are expected to discuss North Korea's recent missile testing and nuclear program. More of these stories can be found at townhall.com. From Washington, I'm Bob Agnew.
Your story begins here. Start yours today. Wind River Resort and Casino can make your dreams a reality. From our experienced staff, full setup and cleanup, on-site catering, full-service spa, luxurious hotel, and certified wedding and event planner. Come see what we have to offer. We guarantee you'll be amazed. Our group sales team can set up any room arrangement needed to suit your conference or meeting needs. Book your event today. Call 530-339-7454 or visit windriver.com. It's better at the river.
Do you like to perform and show off your skills and vocals and sing your best? Then head down to Wind River Resort and Casino for karaoke rewards at Overtime Lounge. No cover charge. The action starts every Thursday at 9 p.m. with more ways to earn entries to win a package including a one-night hotel stay, dining certificate, free slot play, and cash. Drawing at the end of the month. Ask how to earn additional tickets. Karaoke rewards Thursdays at Wind River Resort and Casino. For rules and details, log on to windriver.com. Karaoke is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And good morning. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. And it is Thursday, so it's not Carl and Linda. It's Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning.
Good morning. It's a great morning out there. We've got a little rain, a little damp, a little windy coming in this morning. If you're wanting to join us, you can jump into the chat room at kcnr1460.com or give us a call if you have a comment at 605-4567. And what's the weather looking like, Bob?
Well, good morning, ladies. And right now we do have rain over Reading looking at the KCNR weather radar. We've got particularly heavy rain. Looks like it's going through Anderson right about now, heading up towards the northeast of us. So it is passing through the area right now. It'll be periods of rain, high of 57 today. Rainfall near a quarter of an inch overnight. We've got just about half an inch. Rain likely throughout the day, and we could see another full inch of rain as the day wears on. Tomorrow, showers and thunder showers likely, and then Saturday, thunderstorms are likely in the morning, so a little bit of boomer. We'll see some clearing on Sunday, but then Sunday night, some more showers move in. So we've got an off-and-on pattern for the next several days. Right now in Reading, we are at 48 degrees. Shasta Lake, currently 16 feet from the top of the dam. This report is brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane, where our customers are warm friends. Locally owned and operated, they give senior and veterans discounts. 365-3793, Shasta Gas Propane.
And wow, so I didn't get my sprinklers all put together, and I was thinking I needed to do that, so I guess that's okay.
You're going to have some extra time
week.
Today. That's right.
I got another week to worry about that at least, because I'm thinking they're going to dump a couple inches of rain on us.
You're good for a bit longer.
I won't have to worry about that. One of those tasks that really didn't need to be done, and I knew
that. There you go. Well, you know, it was really nice to get a little break, though, and get outside last weekend, and I was in Roseville area visiting some family and friends, and it was so nice to be outside in the sunshine. And so we got a little bit of that, and Now we're back into the snuggling up in front of the fireplace weather again.
Exactly. And it is just, you know, we're still in just April. So April showers bring May flowers, as they say.
That's right. Yeah. So it'll happen. I haven't been on with you for a couple months.
Were you having
Clark with no E withdrawals?
Yes, I was. We've missed you, Sharon. I mean, go for heaven's sakes, we haven't had the girl chat here.
It's been crazy.
It's been
with
a
my schedule.
Of months.
Yeah, and in fact, I think I'm at a conference. So, but yeah, I have just a lot of traveling coming up, and gosh darn it, if it doesn't fall in the first week of the month, sometimes, which is frustrating, but.
Yeah,
I'll do my best.
Well, so I always refer to Sharon as my non-political Clark.
Yes.
We could only
have one in the house at a time.
I questioned her this morning. I said, so as a person who doesn't really get into it, what are you thinking about the issues that are going on with the surveillance of the president and his transition team and in fact campaign team during a period? And And because the media sources that, I don't know which what you listen to, but what do you hear?
Really, that the impression I've been getting is that it's the Trump campaign being paranoid and nothing really happened, and this is all being brought up to deflect from some of the other, you know, things he's doing that are he's getting a lot of criticism for. So when you're telling me about it this morning, kind of educating me a little bit more on it to where, no, this really did happen, and there's documentation of conversations being recorded and people's, you know, rights being violated, and, you know, so, yeah.
It's crazy. I think it's incredible that we still have this whole, I mean, the mass of the media who are simply not going to report the truth. There's only a couple of ways that you can get real information, and I keep telling everybody who really wants to know, if you didn't hear it out of the mouth of the person who is purported to have said it, I mean, if you didn't hear it out of his mouth,
right?
And if you didn't hear it on Sean Spicer's update of the president every morning, he gives a "This is what the president has done," mm-hmm. right, straight from his house. These are the bills he signed. This is the executive
order. Credible sources.
This is a credible source. He walked right across. This is his press secretary. He's the one saying this is what he did. Blah 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 blah. Now, if you try to listen to that whole thing past the point where he's talking and listen to the questions from the reporters in the room, you really want to shoot somebody.
Yeah. You're just like, why are you asking that?
Well, exactly.
That's not what he said.
No,
yeah.
No, because that's exactly what he'll say. As an example, I mean, okay, I walked across the lawn. And so their question will be coming back and saying, so you're saying you skipped this morning. No, that's not what I said. What I said was I walked. And so, it's all about when Nunes went over to the – I really got a kick out of this, because when Nunes went over to look at the documentation, he came out and he made a statement. He looked at the documentation about this surveillance. Mm-hmm. He came out and he gave a press conference, and I watched the first one. He said, I have just watched some information that confirms that, in fact, there was surveillance of the Trump transition team over the last year. Mm-hmm. They asked him, can you rule out that the previous administration and his staff were involved? No, I cannot rule that out. Does it have anything to do with Russia? No, it does not. Within 2 hours, you heard the media, and it was, Nunes should never have gone over there. Why did he go over there, and why is he talking to the president, and there's nothing there, and it's a Russia thing again. Mm-hmm. It's all about Russia. And so you go, okay, so if you didn't hear it from the person who said it,
right,
don't believe it. Mm-hmm. And then of course, I think Rush Limbaugh doesn't generally say anything wrong. So
there you go. Well, you know, it's interesting, because when you're like my political educational level, you know, you do just hear things in passing, and it's easy to have those things impact you and you know, misunderstand what's really happening. And because some of the things that Donald Trump has done so far have been so controversial to different people.
According to the press.
Yeah, according to the press. The people, you know, it's easy to believe that this is just yet another thing that's being thrown out there that's not credible. So
I keep telling all my non-political friends, or those that just kind of really – think, gee, they wish you'd do this or that or the other thing, that if you're going to listen to it, just remember, they're not telling you the truth. And, mm-hmm. and so if you want to listen to some of the other stuff that goes with it, but if you really want to know what's going on, you need to get online and really check out some credible sources. And unfortunately, I don't think enough people are doing that. And the only way that I think that the president and his transition, or his team, the people he's putting in office, can succeed is if the people who put him in office stand behind him and stay with him.
Mm-hmm.
We can't fall by the wayside, and we cannot be misled by the myriad of false reporting that's going on out there, because they've given up all pretense of giving us facts. It's all about their opinions of what they want us to believe.
And he is doing what he said he was going to do.
There you go.
You know, he is doing what he – I mean, some of it may come across as – you know, aggressive, and frightening and fast and whatever, but it is the platform that he was elected on. I mean, he is doing what he said he was going to do, and now people aren't liking how he's doing it. And so it's like you can't have it both ways.
That's right. That's right. Well, and one thing before we have to take a break, I really want to say they did the interview yesterday between the president of Egypt and the president of the United States, and how refreshing it was to hear the president of Egypt in his comments about how complimentary and appreciative he was of President Trump.
Solar, so you can swim more months of the year.
Solar Energy saves you money every month, and they have financing options available. Just give them a call for a free estimate. It's 275-5600, or visit their website at powerhousesolar.com.
They sell the best quality solar products from SunPower. SunPower has the highest efficiency panel in the world with the best warranty in the industry, 25 years bumper to bumper.
Powerhouse Solar offers a lifetime warranty for workmanship and installation to the original owner at the original location. So check out Solar. Maybe able to reduce your electricity costs and help save the environment.
Give them a call, 275-5600. Like SunPower, Powerhouse Solar has an A+ Better Business Bureau rating.
Check out their third-party customer reviews at powerhousesolar.com, then call 275-5600 for Powerhouse Solar, a SunPower premier dealer.
Protect yourself with Pirate Secret Premium Beard Oil, a legendary potion that keeps your beard smooth and your skin soft. It is the Cadillac of all premium beard oils. No other beard oil contains the protection from the elements like Pirate Secret. Your beard will be cleaner. Plus, it eliminates beard dandruff and can be used as moisturizing, naturally antiseptic aftershave. The best part is, it smells like adventure. Available at Enjoy the Store, Orchard Nutrition, Country Organics, and in Chico, Arcata, and Weed. Find out more at PirateSecret.com.
It's termite swarm season again when termites quickly expand their already large colonies. Because of the quiet and hidden nature of termites, they are often undetected until the damage has already occurred. If you suspect your house has termites, call the professionals at Big Time Pest Control immediately for a free estimate. Big Time Pest Control will guarantee extermination of termites, insects, spiders, and rodents. Call 530-242-8830. Big Time service at a price you can afford. Big Time Pest Control.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimontis on drums, and special guest on trombone, it's Joe Larson. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott.
All right, KCNR 1460. Sorry about the audio problems that we were experiencing. We had to troubleshoot those and actually fell a little bit behind in live read. So, and we had to adjust a few things around the studio, and hopefully we've got our live stream back up. This portion of the program brought to you by Home Helpers, in-home care services, more than an in-home health care agency, an extended family when your family can't be there. Locally owned, trusted provider of quality, compassionate in-home care, customizing home care solutions to your unique situation for an affordable solution that keeps your loved one where they are happiest at home.
And welcome
and
back.
Having been named a business person of the year.
I have. And we were 2 years in a row of Best of the North State for home care services. And actually, the list just came out in our franchise organization. We were 15 out of 450 offices for 2016.
Wow.
Yeah.
Were I wearing a hat, I would be tipping it.
Great news. So you are with KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. Give us a call at 605-4567. It's the first Thursday of the month, so it's the Clark rendition of Free Fire Radio.
We've hijacked the mics from Carl and Linda.
Carl's out turkey hunting. Good for him. Yeah, he said he might call us from the blind if he could move quietly enough to get to the phone with, because you can't move when you're out
right there.
I mean, you just have to be really, really still.
You know, I went, because in spring turkey hunting is when you, like, I think you set up and you call them in, right?
Yeah.
I got invited once with some friends from college, and apparently you can't talk very much, and so I didn't ever get invited back. Because those turkeys are really smart.
Yeah, you can't talk and you can't move and you can't. No, they're not.
There wasn't a successful hunt with me in the blind with them.
I'm thinking I can understand that. I'm betting. patent. That's true. Yes, for sure. You know, the one final comment I wanted to make about the interview between the president of Egypt and President Trump was that one of the things I like about President Trump is that he's absolutely driving the media insane. They ask him, so what are you going to do about some of these situations? And he said, I'm not going to tell you.
Yeah.
And they, well, do you have a plan? Yes, I have a plan. Well, what, you know, when are you going to, I'm not going to tell you. He said, I've never understood why you want to continually tell him exactly what you're going to do and then be surprised by the fact that it doesn't work when you finally do it.
That's, well, yeah, especially like conflict resolution.
Exactly.
Like, yeah, you're not going to tip your hand.
Exactly. So he said, I do have a plan and I do know exactly what I'm going to do and no, I'm not going to tell you. So I kind of appreciate his straightforwardness. I think a lot of people are not used to a politician who actually says what he's going to do and then does it. And so they're kind of almost mystified by that whole process of he must be doing something weird if he's actually not trying to talk out of both sides of his mouth.
Right. And I, like I said to you in the break just a minute ago, I said I think sometimes I wish he could get out of his own way just a little bit and maybe tweet a little less, maybe.
but given but the press coverage he gets,
you know,
if he doesn't say it, it probably isn't going to be said,
right?
Because the press certainly is not going to tell us any of the things that he's done. I do know from my contacts within the industries and businesses that he has been very diligent about getting rid of some really stringent regulations that are holding things back. Writing executive orders that are making it easier to do business, start up businesses, and do things.
Mm-hmm.
I hear from a lot of the industry people that actually is happening.
That's great.
The other thing I hear from people that I know back there, I still have one friend that works in the Pentagon, that there is a lot of movement of people, a lot of draining the swamp going on that nobody's talking about. But a lot of jobs are being, every week, people going out. Not all those jobs being refilled, which
I'm
is
sure
good.
There's jobs where that person sat around and ordered paperclips.
Exactly.
You know, let's combine, you know, job descriptions. Let's look at what we really need, and that's taxpayer dollars.
Well, yeah. As soon as he's getting his department heads in, although, you know, still it's still abundantly clear that the Democratic Congress is going to drag their feet and slow everything down, they still have not got through the Senate all of his appointees. Have still not been confirmed, which is ridiculous. And then, of course, we got the whole Gorsuch thing, which I'm really anxious for tomorrow to see the showdown because he is going to be confirmed. And I'm wondering if the Democrats are going to be, can't think of another word, stupid enough to really push him to use the nuclear option. Because if he does, that changes it forever. Mm-hmm. From now on, it's an up-and-down vote on Supreme Court, which I think it should be. I don't know why the Democrats would do that, because they know he's going to do that.
Just a fight.
Well, but they have no advantage here.
Right, right.
I mean, they said, well, we'll confirm this one if you promise not to use the nuclear option next time. Did they forget who won the election? Excuse me, you're not – but the sad part of that is I think the Republicans actually thought about that for a while.
Making a deal.
Yeah, and it's like you want to remind them, whoa, wait a minute. You're in charge. You don't have to deal with them
That's right.
So anyway, it's I'm enjoying it.
It's entertaining.
It is entertaining. Yeah. It's entertaining to a point if you can put yourself at that level. It's quite frightening in another way that our Constitution has eroded so much that there are people out there who have committed some really heinous crimes. American lives have been lost. Major things have happened, and nothing has, you know, there is no
repercussions.
No repercussions.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And to me, that's frightening. I wonder if we are in a position to actually get our Constitution back.
We shall see.
We've
got 3.5 more years.
I'm saying 7.5.
Yeah.
Anyway, so we have a guest. Jenna Laird is going to come in at 7:30 and talk to us about what's happening at Cascade Theater.
And I'm so excited because I actually got on their website recently, and there's some really exciting shows coming.
Well, there is. Yeah. And I know she'll talk about it when she comes in. But if you have not seen Tarzan, you need to go see it.
I will.
Wow. I was blown away.
I love it when we have amazing shows like that come to our community because it's just – you feel like you're somewhere else. The caliber of talent.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. This could be a New York-run show. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just incredible.
That's awesome. I will definitely make sure I go do that.
Yeah, this weekend. So, Ben, I know she's going to be talking about that. And then at 8 o'clock, I have a gentleman from – a good friend of mine from the city of Anderson who is very involved with the police department down there and kids programs, and he's going to come and give us some updates on a whole bunch of stuff that's going on down in the city of Anderson. So that'll be good.
That's great.
Your business. I know that there's some big changes taking place with some of the – agencies here that provide services to senior services. I know that Dignity Health and Golden Umbrella and Shasta Senior Nutrition are going through a whole big transition, and that's going to make some changes delivery of service.
Yep, and we've got all of us now, all of the home care agencies are now licensed. So it's interesting. You'll appreciate this. So the state decided to license all of us, but their agency, IHSS, they don't have to do anything with their people. So you want the senior safer. So all of our people, which we already background checked, we had to rerun them through the DOJ the way they wanted it done, pay it for it all again for 60 employees and all this stuff I had to do. Yet they don't have to do it to the key people that work for the state.
And you had done it to begin with.
But not the way they wanted.
My point is you already had that clearance for your people. Yeah. Many of our seniors are under the IHSS program. They've never been screened.
They don't do drug testing. They're not bonded. They're not insured. And so, and by the way, the state license didn't even require drug testing. I still do it, but it wasn't a requirement. But, you know, we check their DMV. We do hepatitis B vaccinations. We do TB tests. You know, we do all. And by the way, I've now got a TB test them every 2 years. So I've got to pay for that all again for 60 employees. So it's like all these, you know, revenue generators.
But the rest of the seniors that are being served by the IHSS programs have none of this.
Nope. Limited. There may be a couple of things, but I know that most of the things imposed on us are not being imposed on the state themselves. And if you really believe that this is what's the best for the senior, would you not?
Do it for all of the people that are serving the senior.
Right, right.
It seems like there's some discrimination there. Unless I can afford to hire one of the private companies, I'm not going to get as good a service.
Correct.
With my – that doesn't seem
– No.
That doesn't seem what our tax dollars should be going for.
And if anything, what my experience is, and there are great people that offer services through IHSS, don't get me wrong, but because it's so unmonitored, in my experience, those are the people that really need more training and need to be screened more thoroughly from just the feedback I've gotten from clients that have had to use that service before and their bad experiences.
Well, and so. we have a large senior population in Shasta County. We've talked about that before. There's a lot of them that live just on Social Security, just have Medicare in coverage. So there's a big pool of seniors that depend upon the IHSS services.
Mm-hmm.
And it would seem that the state would want to – I mean, they spend our tax dollars so frivolously and in any way they want to. Why not go ahead and if you're going to provide that service, do it appropriately
and
at least measure up to what you demand of private business?
Absolutely. And in every other state where Medicaid is used, they vendorize the agencies like mine and they compete for those dollars. And we do a much better job of running a caregiving agency than the state. So give that low-income senior a list and say, here's the approved vendors. You get to interview and you get to pick. And you get to fire if you don't like them.
Yeah.
But then we're all competing to get vendorized and the state can give up all of that, running all of that.
Well, and there is exactly what we've been talking about from the whole point of the best way to use our tax dollars is to put it in the hands of the local businesses. I can't point to a program that is run by the government that does a better job than private enterprise.
That's right.
I mean, it just isn't out there, which is the greatest argument for the whole argument, and we just have 1 second. But the whole thing about repeal and replace Obamacare, I'm really not in that camp. I really want them to repeal Obamacare, fix the two or three things that were wrong with our health care system prior to the time he started messing with it, and then just let us move forward. I do not want our whole health care system under the control of the government.
Mm-hmm.
And with that, we'll take a break.
And at 7:30 here on KCNR 1460, this portion of the program is brought to you by B&T Satellite. Lots going on. You can save $100 on new service to anyone who refers a veteran, veteran's family, or their widows. Don't call that 800 number. You find B&T Satellite. You want to talk to them face-to-face at 1007 Dana Drive, 241-3474. That's 241-DISH, a veteran-owned business They are local and they care. They give back to the community. B&T Satellite, your local authorized dish dealer.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-offs, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at PremierOilChange.com in the Palisadros Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-Counties Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
KCNR, Free Fire Radio.
Seven 34 on KCNR 1460, the home of Community Talk Radio. This portion of the show brought to you by Northern Firearms Instruction. Ted Lighty and his team of professional NRA instructors provide the most complete CCW training in Northern California for a limited time. NFI will provide a free firearm rental and ammunition for Shasta County residents who take a basic CCW course. Call NFI at 999-1822.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com or give us a call at 605-4567. Sharon and I are joined in the studio this morning right now by some people from the Cascade Theater.
Good morning.
Good morning. We have Don Potter, who is a member of the cast for the greatest show I've seen in a long time.
Well, thank you.
And the costumer, Marcella. Welcome.
Thank you.
She's the real star, by the way.
Oh, we're talking Tarzan here, and if you have not seen this, boy, you just better be getting your tickets.
I'm telling you, you're just telling them what is the truth, because it's going to sell out, and you got to get your tickets now, because you only have five more chances.
Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah. So tell us about this show from your standpoint. It was incredible.
At first, you know, when she said she was going to bring Tarzan in, I thought, oh, easy, piece of cake, loincloth, you know, no problem. Then I was told we had 30 apes and,
did you say apes?
Yes, apes. Oh. And I'm like, okay, Does that mean ape costumes? Well, anyway, we did some research and ended up using 129 yards of black fleece strips on 30 people. So it's
this gal has been working really hard. She's been working
they're
way before
though.
We started.
Did you see how they flow?
Oh,
when
they do.
Around?
But so you've got how many apes?
30.
I tried to count them, but it was difficult to do that. But they are in character for 2 hours.
Exactly.
Their bodies must be made of rubber by this point.
Well, their quads are hurting just about every day.
They're pretty bruised up.
Oh, my God. If I had to do that for 2 minutes, I wouldn't be able to move for a month.
Mm-mm.
That's why I got to play the old man. I just get to play with the monkeys, not play a monkey.
Oh, wow. No, and I have the opera glass thing that I like to focus on different. And so I did that to each one of them during a song or what have you. They are absolutely, totally in character throughout the entire performance.
They are. They really are. And I mean, some of the little things that they do, like nudging each other and walking on their fingers and, you know, their knuckles. And it's pretty amazing.
It is.
One of the other things that Marcella had to do for the costuming was to actually make dreadlocks for Tarzan.
Oh, I forgot about
which
that.
Which I think that was quite a project, was it not?
Yes, it was. I did some research, like I always do, and I bought these synthetic wigs, and I started doing it, and I thought, oh, this would be a piece of cake. It's just ratting, you know, and, oh, well.
Not really, huh?
Four wigs later, because you have to have two and two, you know, for little Tarzan and big Tarzan.
Right.
So it took me about a half an hour on each dread.
I sent some pictures to my friends on Facebook of Tarzan with his dreadlocks, and my friend said, oh, it looks just like any surfer down in Santa Cruz.
And Tarzan, oh, yeah. Girls, you need to go look at Tarzan.
Yeah.
Looking good at
it. Oh, he worked hard for this.
There's eye candy going on.
Oh, my God, eye candy.
Well, he was in pretty good shape before. We're talking about Ryan Nemenek, who is playing the lead of Tarzan, and he had been in great shape before he started this, but then he worked even harder. And actually gained weight because he gained muscle.
Oh, I'm sure.
And he is just...
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you're right.
Is there swinging going on?
Oh, yes. Yeah. It's Tarzan. Come on. We got to have the vines.
I can't picture it. We're not used to that caliber of a show.
And well, is it Tarzan and a musical, and I guess that was what was going through everybody's mind. I don't know if I want to do that.
Well, you know, this is based on the Disney animated film of Tarzan, which is, of course, based on the original books by Burroughs. But the music is done by Phil Collins.
Right.
So we're talking some really great music.
Yeah. Oh, and the voices. Beautiful. Beautiful.
Beautiful.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And I don't think a lot of people realize when she said, is there swinging involved? You don't know what Jana goes through to get some of these wonderful things done. We're not just a theater. I mean, she puts on a very good show, and she allows as much as she can allow. Mm-hmm. And if that takes swinging, then we swing.
There's swinging and flying, and there's silk dancers. You know? It's just an amazing production. And I tell you, let me give you a real quick hint. If you come to the show, don't be late, because that opening is spectacular.
The best.
Oh, yeah.
And the best.
You don't want to be late in getting these tickets either, because they're going fast because of last weekend's word of mouth is out. And people know this is one of the greatest shows the Cascade's ever done. And that's pretty hard to top since they put on some top-notch
stuff.
They
have, indeed.
So get your tickets. They're tonight, tomorrow night, Saturday with the matinee at 2 o'clock, and then the evening performance at 7. And then you got Sunday's, the last one, our 2 o'clock matinee. And those tickets.
And that one's probably sold out. No doubt. Sunday
Wait a minute.
Sold out.
I got to get one for my wife. Don't tell me that. But you can get tickets at the box office here on Market Street at the theater. Or you can go online, cascadetheater.org. But I say you got to do it quick. They're going fast.
Yeah. And I want to caution everybody that when you go in on the line, if you go in on the internet, a couple of other places will pop up.
Yes, don't buy them from them.
Do not be going any place but the .org.
Don't go to scalpers.
Yeah, no. Well, but they're out there.
Yes, they are.
Yeah, and so I had some friends who unfortunately got caught up in that.
Oh,
just
dear.
Recently, I had forgotten about it.
Oh, okay.
And so you need to go right to the cascadetheater.org.
Or you're going to be outside of the theater with your finger up in the air going, I need a miracle.
Yes,
exactly.
In the rain.
But I haven't been that excited about a show in a long time.
Thank you.
That was a lot of fun. I really enjoyed it. Walked out of there high. I'm just thinking, wow.
Wow. Well, and you can't miss Jane's changes. She has five changes. So,
and you're right about the opening. That sets the whole stage. So you got, and it's really dramatic. So you have to be there when that curtain goes up.
How big is this cast?
43, I believe. Okay. I want to say 43.
30 apes and 13 right. other.
Yes.
Others. Yes.
Well, the whole first act takes place in the jungle. The second act takes place with the expedition coming in to look for the gorillas, and Jane meets Tarzan.
Mm-hmm.
And
mm-hmm.
Well, I'm not going to give any more away. Yeah. You got to come see the show.
Okay. Right.
That sounds really exciting.
You got to come see if they kiss or don't kiss.
Yeah. Spoiler alert.
I just was very excited about it and have had a lot of fun talking about it this week. And I know that the reviews in the paper have been good.
Good.
So, Cascade, besides that, what's coming up next?
Oh, gosh. We got Rock of Ages coming in June.
This is quite different for the Cascade
Theater.
This is
going to be an adult-only show. It will be a little risque, and it'll be fun.
Another musical?
Yes.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Rock of
mm-hmm.
the 80s, you know, the hair bands and all that. It's going to be fun.
Yes.
But
it
a little different than we're used to the Cascade. It's no Mary Poppins.
Okay. No. Okay.
That's a girls' night maybe or something.
Yes.
Yeah, okay.
Yes. So other than that, there's all kinds happening at the Cascade. But as far as what Dawn and I are involved in is the Christmas and spring and now a summer.
So, you know, a lot of people are exactly... Look, can you talk a little bit about the structure of the Cascade Theater and who puts on these special performances? I know we have the people who come in who do shows, but where is it the Cascade Theater itself that is in charge of these productions?
Jana Leard, who is the producer of the Cascade Theater, they actually, in some cases, rent out the theater, and they're able, the other groups come in and are able to sell their own tickets.
Exactly.
Right.
So that's where you get some big names like we just had Paul Stuckey and, Peter Yarrow from Peter, Paul, and Mary were just there recently.
Yes, they were.
We've got Mama. What is that? Vicki Lawrence is coming out. Mm-hmm. She's going to be there shortly. Always some great top-name shows that come through. What's beautiful about being here in Reading is a lot of these acts are coming through, and they have a one-off. Like they have a Wednesday open on their tour, and they may be heading up to Ashland, or they may be going to Sacramento, and they say, hey, let's stop in Reading. And we get some great names in there.
Oh, they absolutely do.
And they love it. The few shows, I saw Wynonna there. I've seen Amy Grant there. And they love that venue.
Oh,
you know, they're coming from Chico State, where they were like in Lassen Auditorium, to this beautiful restored theater.
You said it, didn't you?
We look pretty awesome.
It's kind of like the star of the show is the theater.
Yeah.
It is. It's gorgeous.
And a quick caution to those of you who might be wanting to buy tickets online. Make sure you go to cascadetheater.org. And not one of these ticketing outfits, because if you just type in Cascade Theater tickets in your browser, you'll go to an advertised space. They'll sell you a ticket, all right, for like 50% over
box office. Good point. Thank you. Yes.
That's been a big problem for people. So make sure you go directly to cascadetheater.org.
Yes, sir.
Good job. Thank you. So, yeah, great things coming up to the Cascade Theater. Just check it out and make sure you come to see Tarzan this weekend.
Well, absolutely. And I just can't say that often enough because it was there were little kids there. There was a family right in front of us with four little girls who were absolutely mesmerized through this whole entire production.
Do you know that we put on special shows just for schools? So this morning is a school show. Tomorrow is our last one. And these kids, oh, my goodness.
They love it.
They've never been to the theater in their life.
I think it changes kids' lives. Mm-hmm. I mean, I remember as a kid watching theater, and it's like, I want to do that.
You're like in the front row of the best movie ever.
Yes.
Well, our Luke, that is Little Turk, he watched the show, which is, our director right now is Eileen.
Eileen Davis.
And he was watching her in some, don't even know what play it was. And now he's an actor. And what is he, 9?
You're right.
Oh, really?
I mean,
and he's
just
so cute.
Awesome. I mean, he's seen her performing, and he just, I want to do that when I grow up, Mom. And here he is.
So
the influence is great. And boy, these young kids need the focus of
something.
It is fantastic. And what a great group of kids and young adults. And I'm so excited to be a part of it myself. I'm kind of new to the area. I've only been here a couple of years myself, and to be involved with this top-notch group. I mean, yeah. It's like, wow.
And the energy in the green room. Oh, yeah. My goodness.
Yeah.
I mean, they're practicing at every chance they can, you know.
Well, that's great. Well, I want to thank you very much for coming
thank
in this
you.
Morning.
Thank you.
This is great. Again, if you haven't got your tickets, get online right now because they are going to sell out. I can't imagine they won't. And
once
get
it's
down
over,
there.
It's done. It's not.
It's a live performance, ladies and gentlemen. It's not a travel audience.
Back.
You can't go someplace else and see them. So you don't want to miss this opportunity.
I agree with you.
Yeah. Yes. Thanks, thanks, Marcella.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, it's 7:46. Hey, you want to get all buffed up looking like Tarzan? Well, how about Wellgate Sports Club? 1740 Eureka. I had to do that. 1740 Eureka Way. It's a full-service sports club. I go there. I do not look like Tarzan, however. But they do have a new program, Aqua Personal Training with Kathleen Calling. It's a unique saltwater pool facility that's only available at Wellgate Sports Club. A certified professional water coach, one-on-one or small group training is available. You'll see increased range of motion, flexibility, and reduced exercise inflammation. Wellgate Sports Club, they believe self-care is the best health care. 768-1205.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
As gun laws continue to tighten up across the country, Bastiani Arms will continue to provide our community with quality firearms, hard-to-find ammo, off-list fully built AR lower receivers, and the absolute best customer service. Get out of the grab-and-go box stores and come talk to a knowledgeable firearm specialist. The good guys at Bastiani Arms are real gun enthusiasts with two full-time gunsmiths on hand 5 days a week. Right now, Bastiani Arms is stocked up on hard-to-find ammo, 30-30, 38 Special, and 44 Magnum. More people than ever are exercising their rights to conceal and carry a firearm. Seth Stoke has over 20 years' experience in firearms and offers CCW classes, women-only CCW classes, and hunter education. Bastiani Arms has everything you need for firearms, and they appreciate you shopping local. Bastiani Arms, on the corner of Larkspur Lane and Wall Street in Reading. Join the revolution.
The 23rd Annual Banquet for the Reading Chapter of Safari Club International will be conducted May 13th at the Wind River Event Center. Safari Club International is the premier organization that protects hunters' rights and promotes wildlife conservation worldwide. Join us for a night of great food and fantastic auctions. Auctions will include African hunting safaris, Argentinian dove hunts, elk, bear, and buffalo hunts. Special drawings for youth and ladies for gear and guns. For tickets, call Larry McLeod at 530-474-5075.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at KCNR1460.com.
And our KCNR time now 10 minutes in front of 7 o'clock. Those of you who are back on the stream, we do appreciate it. And for those who have lost the stream, we're still working on it. So apparently still some work in progress. This portion of the show brought to you by Four Winds Jewelry, 2225 Hilltop Drive in Reading, the only full-service jewelry store in Reading, 222-2750 Four Winds Jewelry, a proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio. It's the first Thursday of the month. So this is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And Carl is out, pheasant hunting, duck, no,
turkey.
Turkey, wrong bird,
Trish. Some waterfowl.
Well, the turkey thing, I mean, I teased him about his turkey hunting because that takes a lot of dedication to get up at oh dark hundred and crawl out in the dark.
That's
and
right.
Sit there very, very, very quiet and hope that your strange sounds bring in some other strange sounds.
That's
and,
right.
And they get close enough that you can actually shoot them without moving prior to the time you get ready to do that. So it's a challenging.
They earn that bird if they get one.
I think they do, yeah. Absolutely. Especially considering his current program that he's got. You know, he's offering a prize for the best urban turkey, you know, the one you find in your driveway, and a lot more people are finding
urban
them.
Urban turkeys.
Yeah, inside, okay. You know, the wild turkeys that are wandering around inside next to your property. And he's going to be giving a prize for the best picture submitted. So be sure if you've got a picture of a turkey in your driveway or on your house or up in your backyard, take that picture and send it in because he's got a great prize for those that enter that.
And what's our weather like today out there?
Well, you know what? It's raining and it's still going to continue to rain and rain through the weekend and some wind. So there's lots of, find some indoor stuff to do this weekend. Not like last weekend when you could get outside and enjoy it. But
I know that I did read that there was going to be like gusty winds going on this weekend. So
yeah, and the weather is always just brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Yeah, their customers are warm friends. Give them a call, 365-3793.
So what else is up?
Well, you know, I'm looking forward to some traveling. I've in my youngest grandson, who is 14, almost 15, is into horses.
Okay.
And goats and all kinds of
like the 4-H
farms. Yeah, the 4-H thing and what have you. And we just recently have purchased a cutting horse.
That one that goes back and forth. Right.
That traps the cows and cuts them out of the herd and does back and forth and what have you.
That looks like a skill to be able to ride.
Wow,
like
you
that.
Know, I was so impressed. We purchased a horse for him down in Maxwell. And within the next couple of weeks, I'm going to be going to one of his shows. But that's quite a skill, and it's fun to watch and kind of a little bit of a spendy sport, I think.
Yeah. Well, yeah, because was the horse trained as a cutting horse?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah.
So probably if you buy them and train them, that's a little bit less. Now you bought one that had already gone through all the training.
Right.
Right.
Right. And at a certain level. And then I understand they got like double from this price if they're a little younger than the one we bought. But anyway, he's having a great time with it. So I'm going to be doing some of that this year. And I enjoy that. Like to spend time with my grandkids.
And that's great because that's at that age, keeping him in that kind of sport.
Absolutely.
Off the streets and hanging out where with nothing to do. I mean, I put my kids into every sport and dance. And, you know, if you make their lives full of other things, there's less time for things that they shouldn't be doing.
I absolutely concur with that. Mm-hmm. And something that they're interested in because then they know that they have to complete all of the other things that go with growing up, like getting good grades and those things.
Good behavior.
In order to do the things that are the extracurricular stuff. So, yeah, between the football and basketball that the older one does, and then Gavin's involvement in the 4-H and FHA and all of that. It's a fun life for Grandma.
Now, did you have to get a trailer and everything for the horse?
They have his other grandpa has the horse trailer and is the one that he's involved with, and the my daughter-in-law's side of the family has the ranch and which that helps too because they live in Jackson, you know, inside city limits. So horses and goats and all those things are not something you could have in your backyard.
Right.
But yeah, it's fun. It's a good thing. Yeah.
Any other big, are you RVing at all this summer?
I got some RVs, trips planned and a trip back east coming up in June and some other things. So yeah.
Good. That'll be great. Well, I'm going to, San Francisco for a Giants game, Giants and Dodgers, the end of April. This was my daughter's Christmas present to me. Which now she says, well, Mom, because she's in San Luis Obispo, let's meet in San Francisco for the game. We'll make a weekend out of it. So my Christmas present's probably going to cost me $1,000 now because she's like, we might as well get a room for a couple of nights.
How does that always work? Exactly, exactly.
And then I turn around right after that and go to San Diego for the Home Helpers National Meeting, and it's our 20-year anniversary of our franchise system. So I'm speaking at that conference. So that'll be really fun. And then in June, my big trip, which we talked about last time, is to Greece, Paris and Greece. So I leave mid-June, and I'll be in Paris for 4 or 5 days and Greece for 7 days. And I have not taken 2 weeks off since 2007. So I don't even know what that'll feel like in my brain.
And have you ever been to Paris before?
No.
Oh, you're going to love Paris.
I've never been to Paris. I've been to Italy is my only European trip. So, yeah, so we'll be in Paris for 4 or 5 days and then fly into Greece. And we're going to this island. It starts with an A. It's not a – oh, this is a girls' trip, so it's not an island that lots of people go to. But you take a ferry over to it. It's very remote. So we're going to do, like, yoga and power circles and pictures on the beach and this big, amazing girls' bonding trip. So that'll be super fun. So,
yeah, it does. That sounds great.
Yeah, so I'll come back refreshed and ready to jump back into work, I hope.
The trips are good. I've been fortunate over the last several years, about 10 years, to do a lot of traveling, and I highly recommend it. Although, you know, there's so many – I do my Europe thing every once in a while, but there's so much to see right here in the state of California and in the United States.
Oh, absolutely.
In fact, there's a great magazine out there called Northern California, which all kinds of little towns to visit and what have you. So you don't have to travel a long way. I think the gas prices are conducive this year to doing some local short trips and get out in your RVs and get out and explore and go just a little bit beyond where you've been, because there's always something to see that you haven't seen before. That's fun.
You know where my grandparents lived when I grew up was Downeyville. And that's a really beautiful little town outside of Grass Valley. And it was actually 10 votes away from being the capital of California.
Wow.
So that's how this was, like, swinging saloon, brothels, gold mining town, right? Imagine the difference. Now I think the population's like 300. What would that have been like if it won?
Well,
you know, that's a great little getaway.
There's a one pass excursion trip that I saw in this magazine a while back that starts actually in Weaverville and goes out the back way and down through that side of the state of California and ends up down in the Grass Valley, Downeyville, mm-hmm. Nevada City,
beautiful,
that whole area.
The foothill area
down there. And all these wonderful little communities mm-hmm. along the way. So
yeah, they still have wooden sidewalks in Downeyville, and at noon the whistle goes off. You know, to notify you it's lunchtime. And my grandparents owned the general store there for years when I was growing up. So it was super fun. And
it's amazing throughout the United States, because my friend Mary and I have taken two trips now across the United States. And I always have to laugh, because the guys all tell me, well, you should just get on I-80 or you should just get on blah, 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 blah. And I don't.
You're a back roads girl.
I am. Yeah. Because we see so many things. And kind of avoid those major cities. When I get into a place, when we park the RV, I always ask the people, so where do you take your friends for dinner when they come to visit you? Mm-hmm. What do you have about this place that is a really neat thing that isn't on that little map you just gave me?
Right.
We have seen some of the most interesting places and factories and small little one family owned cheese factories mm-hmm. and knife factories that turn out to be incredible mm-hmm. excursions that aren't on your regular little maps and
right.
stuff. So
right.
that was a tour guide to take off for the summer, because summer's coming. Time to start traveling and get out there and do some fun things.
Yep.
So, okay, the next hour I have Dick Richards that's going to be with me, and we're going to talk about...
He is waiting eagerly in the lobby.
Okay, and we are going to talk about some stuff that's happening down in the city of Anderson with our kids and our police department and all kinds of fun stuff. So we'll take a break and we'll be right back.
And Community Talk Radio for the North State is AM 1460 KCNR Shasta Redding, where the news is brought to you by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. Actually, we have a pair of breaking news stories this hour on Capitol Hill, as we've just learned this morning that the
Chairman of the House Intelligence Committee says he will temporarily step aside from the probe into alleged Russian meddling in the election last year. More on that in a moment. But first, we go to correspondent Linda Kenyon live at the U.S. Senate, where a showdown is about to come to a head in a way that could change the legislative body for years to come. Linda?
Bob, the issue is whether Democrats will filibuster Supreme Court nominee Judge Neil Gorsuch in a dare, double dare scenario that could lead the majority Republicans to change the nature of the Senate. Majority Leader Senator Mitch McConnell seems determined to do just that.
This is the latest escalation in the left's never-ending judicial war, the most audacious yet, and it cannot and it will not stand.
The war was started by Republicans, says Assistant Minority Leader Richard Durbin.
The Senate Republican leader has come to the floor and has given us a history of presidential nominations to the Supreme Court. But clearly, an investigation is necessary. There must have been a hacking into his computer because he can't print the name Merrick Garland to include in the speech. The senator from Kentucky, the Republican leader, has failed to mention that name because that name is the reason we are in this spot today.
Judge Merrick Garland was then-President Obama's nominee for the Supreme Court, who was blocked by Republicans from getting a hearing. And now, with a filibuster of President Trump's nominee looming, Republicans are poised to change the rules of the Senate to block any minority party from using the power of the filibuster. Bob?
This correspondent Linda Kenyon live at the U.S. Senate. In a statement this morning, House Intelligence Committee Chairman Republican Congressman Devin Nunes of California says because several left-wing activist groups have filed accusations against him, he'll be stepping away for now from the congressional probe into alleged Russian meddling. More from townhall.com.
If somebody wanted to do an investigation into Christianity, where would you start?
A reporter on a quest to disprove his wife's newfound faith.
I'm not going
to
lose my wife and my kids to something that I can't even reason with.
Comes face to face with an unexpected outcome.
What I felt was something more real than anything I've ever felt in my life.
Based on the best-selling book by Lee Strobel.
And what happened next changed me forever.
The Case for Christ. In theaters April 7th. Rated PG. Parental guidance suggested. Find a theater at thecaseforchristmovie.com.
Listen up. You've got to hear this. People are getting cash back every time they shop. Yes, cash right in their pockets for buying groceries, clothing, electronics, and more. $5, $10, $20 a shopping trip. It's from an app called Ibotta. I-B-O-T-T-A. Download the free Ibotta app now, and Ibotta will give you $10 just for trying it. What are you waiting for? I-B-O-T-T-A. I-B-O-T-T-A. You've got to Ibotta.
A body camera maker is offering some U.S. police departments a chance to try out their goods for a year.
The trial run is being offered by Taser International, which makes the Axon brand of body cameras. Departments that sign up will also get online data storage, camera equipment, and other services. Company officials note, however, that if the departments decide to keep the cameras or happen to damage them, they'll have to pay the full price. Body cameras are a growing business for the Scottsdale, Arizona-based company, which also makes stun guns.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. Fewer Americans applied for unemployment benefits last week. It's seen as a sign that the job market appears to be increasingly secure for American workers. The Labor Department says weekly applications for unemployment benefits plunged by 25,000 to a seasonally adjusted figure of 234,000. The four-week average, a less volatile measure, dipped to 250,000. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A poll by the Associated Press Nork Center for Public Affairs Research says many Americans oppose plans for funding the president's promised border wall on the U.S.-Mexico border. Matt Small reports results from that poll come at a critical time on Capitol Hill.
Congressional Republicans and Democrats are wrestling over whether to include a down payment for the border wall financed by U.S. taxpayers instead of Mexico, despite Trump's repeated promises in the spending bill to keep the federal government open at the end of this month.
In the same poll, the president gets much higher marks for efforts to boost national defense. President Trump says a suspected chemical attack by the Syrian government against civilians crossed a lot of lines. Sentiments echoed by American U.N. Ambassador Nikki Haley, who says Russia should stop supporting President Bashar Assad.
If Russia has the influence in Syria that it claims to have, we need to see them use it.
The attack this week in rebel-held northern Idlib responsible for dozens of civilian deaths. More of these stories from townhall.com.
A full-service spa is our most amazing amenity at Wind River Resort and Casino that will cleanse away your stress and renew you. Step inside and begin a relaxing journey that will soothe the mind and awaken the spirit. At Wind River Retreat, indulge in our beautiful spa overlooking the calming waters of Clear Creek. Let us help you unwind your mind, body, and soul with catered and customized treatments. Our spa is modern, serene, and clean. Here at Wind River Retreat, our exceptional menu of treatments allows you to select services that will calm the mind, body, and soul. Spend an hour or spend the day with us, offering massage, facials, nail care, and waxing, featuring Dermalogica products for skin care and body treatments. We're the only spa in Reading that has a steam and sauna for both men and women. Book your appointment today at 530-245-9494. Visit windriverspa.com. Gift certificates available for purchase. Relaxation is better at the river.
The views and opinions of shows on KCNR are those of the hosts, guests, and callers only, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff, management, or advertisers of KCNR Radio. And now, Carl and Linda Bott. This is Free Fire Radio.
And welcome to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. This is the first Thursday of the month. So it is not Carl and Linda, but it is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark, one with an E and
one without. Anyway, welcome. We love having you here. We've had a great first hour, and now we're moving into the second hour of the first Thursday of the month show. We're looking for a high today of 50 or 62. It's currently 50 degrees in downtown Reading. Looking a low of 49 tonight. On Friday, the high will be 59 and a low of 44. Saturday, a high of 58 and a low of 42. We're looking also for rain throughout the weekend. A little high heavier here and now. High all day today. We should have get a lot of rain and wind. A little bit diminishing this evening, and then on Friday, full rain. Saturday, off and on, and Sunday, back with the great rain. So you're not going to have to water your lawns for a while. We're back to a little bit of a wet scene for the next few days. The weather is brought to us by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally and veteran-owned and operated. They give veterans and senior discounts. Give them a call at 365-3793. Jump into the chat room. Hopefully it's up and streaming now, kcnr1460.com. We apologize for the audio problems that we were having earlier, and hopefully it's all solved for you. If you can't get us there, you can give us a call at 605-4567. So we have a great guest in the show room with us now. We have Dick Richards. It says on his shirt, Dick Richards Volunteer. And wow, howdy, he really is that. I mean, he's involved in so many things, specifically down in the South County, where I am proud to be a resident of the city of Anderson. Welcome, Dick.
Thank you.
And so I asked Dick to come in this morning because he's so involved with so many things with the kids down in Anderson and the Anderson Police Department, not the least of which the Volunteer Patrol, the Neighborhood Watch programs, all of the above. So tell us what you do in your spare time.
Well, we don't have much spare time to have, but right now we're involved in a group in Anderson called Celebrate Anderson. And it's a group of people basically that have gotten together to try to figure out ways to bring to the attention of all the attributes that the city of Anderson has to offer. So it's a correlation of education, business, partnerships, and residents getting together to see what we have to offer and what we can do to make it better. So the first meeting we had was last year, and what we did was get a bunch of people together at the Anderson High School and ask for input from people, what they thought about Anderson, what were the good things, what were the bad things. They made a list of all kinds of things. Some of them really stood out that we built on. We're looking at some of the things that they wrote down and things that were important to people who live in Anderson. Their family was one of the biggest things, and respect and safety, growth, teamwork, community, attitude, just really positive things that we felt we could build on. From that, we got together and said, well, what can we do in the immediate future to bring this to attention of people and make things better? And one of the things that came up was Gee, whatever happened to the homecoming parade that we used to have for the high school? Several of us used to remember that, and the floats, the homemade floats would go down the streets of Anderson, and the businesses would decorate in the colors of the high school, and people would come out, and it was just a real hometown family atmosphere. So we put a lot of effort into that, and we got that started again. And the next project basically was, well, what can we do at Christmas time? And we had the downtown area there that had been kind of revitalized, and the Christmas tree that we planted years ago had finally grown into a full-grown tree that we could actually put lights on and decorate. So the people got together and said, well, let's make this an annual tradition, basically. We'll get together and invite people down, have hot chocolate and cookies, and just a hometown thing. We'll have Santa Claus and Mrs. Claus, and we'll light the Christmas tree. So it started off pretty small that first year, but everybody really had a good time.
You know, Dick, one of the things that I'm impressed about, because and you're going to go on and on with this, but recognize that they got together and decided they needed to do it, and then they didn't plan for the next 3 years. They jumped right in and immediately did the homecoming parade, which was coming right up right after the first meeting. It wasn't like it was a year and a half down the wheel mm-hmm. plan to do that. They did that. They did the Christmas celebration and just moved right into the first meeting and then going forward.
And I like the collaboration of inviting people in the community because, you know, you have different ages, different education, people that have lived there for, you know, many years, people that are new to the area. So to invite people to participate, there's more ownership and there's more camaraderie with the group when people have an input. And so I think and I love the homecoming parade idea. I think that's amazing.
It was great.
Yeah.
And you'd have thought they had a whole much more time to do that. Mm-hmm. So getting the kids involved.
Definitely. That's one of the things that we really stressed was from our next meeting we had was, well, what are we lacking here at Anderson that would encourage young people to get involved in the community and start doing things? So we had young people come and make presentations and talk to us about what they liked about Anderson, what they felt we needed to improve on. One of the things that came up was, we'd like more opportunity for the high school kids and the kids in middle school to get involved in community activities and things that they can do. So it's branched out on that, and things have started to happen in regards to that. The new technology high school right now is in the process of trying to build a dog park at the city of Anderson, the River Park.
And, that's going to be a really good thing because that has been an issue at the park for a long time. A lot of people take their animals down there. There really isn't a place for them to run, but they do it anyway.
Mm-hmm. And what an opportunity for kids to see how things work, because it's not only the concept of putting together a dog park, but they're designing it. They're going through the planning department. They're getting the permits. They're finding out of environmental things. Mm-hmm. Just the whole process of doing this, it's a wonderful opportunity for the kids to get involved. So
you and Donna were involved in something last weekend.
Yes, we had the Family Fun Fest at the Anderson River Park, and it's an annual event, basically. It was supposed to be a Family Fun Fest and a free fishing day, but the free fishing ponds got washed out, so we had to postpone that.
Yeah, there's a lot of water at the Anderson River Park.
That's true.
A little more than usual, but not quite as much as there was a few weeks ago.
The Family Fun Fest turned out real well. We had an opportunity the police department did through the volunteer patrol to set up a booth and work with the kids and talk to them about the dangers of being under the influence of alcohol or drugs while you're driving and the consequences of that. And I'll talk about that a little bit more in regards to how that came about. But continuing on with the Celebrate Anderson movement, basically, we're having another meeting that we'd like to invite people to on May the 24th, and it's going to be from 5 to 6 p.m., and you can come early, and we'll have snacks and soft drinks for people to get acquainted beforehand, but the purpose of this meeting, basically, is to educate people into what's going to be happening during Anderson in the upcoming months. What can we look forward to? All of the different things that are available. And we've invited members of the different service clubs to come and talk about what events they're planning on happening during the summer events, too.
And that's coming up on, and where will that be held?
That'll be May 24th at the Scout Hall at the Anderson River Park.
Okay, well, so we're going to take a break, and then we'll come back and we'll talk a little bit more about the alcohol program.
And Casey, and our time is 8:15. We want to remind you this portion of the program brought to you by Alliance Heating and Air. They're serving the North State for over 20 years with outstanding service to all models and makes of heating and cooling systems, warranties, guarantees, and 7 days a week with 24-hour service. Alliance Heating and Air, call 221-2642. Check out their website at homecomfort.org.
It's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th from 6:30 to 8:30 at Wind River Resort and Casino. Hi, this is Linda Bot. Join me along with Cleveland Bonet on keyboards, Bruce Kalin on bass, Bobby Verimonti's on drums, and special guest on trombone, it's Joe Larson. That's Lady Bot and the Bluebirds in Overtime Lounge, Thursday, April 6th at Wind River Resort and Casino. See you there.
On Saturday, April 8th, Orchard Nutrition Center, in conjunction with Reading Holistic Health Specialist, presents another in a series of free seminars webcast live on Facebook and live stream. Local area health experts Dr. June Stevens, Dominic Danino, and Cherie Davis will discuss how chronic inflammation affects your health. Limited reserve seating is available. For more information, visit Orchard Nutrition on Facebook or at orchardnutrition.com. Voted best of the North State for 11 consecutive years. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
The Red Bluff Roundup is on April 21st, 22nd, and 23rd. Get your tickets now. $250,000 is up for grabs with 600 of the toughest cowboys. It's the biggest three-day rodeo in the country. Tickets are on sale now, so grab the good seats while you can. It's constant action with bucking horses, bulls, barrel racing, and wild pony riding, rodeo clowns, and more. Friday night, brought to you by Food Max and Tri-County Bank. Gates open at 5, rodeo at 7, and an after party with live music of Northern Heat. Saturday is Wells Fargo Bank and Red Bluff Dodge Day. Gates open at 12 and rodeo at 2:30, and an evening concert by Nashville recording artist Granger Smith.
If the boot fits.
And Sunday is St. Elizabeth's Tough Enough to Wear Pink Day. Gates open at 12, rodeo at 1:30. Get your tickets now at the Roundup office or online at redbluffroundup.com.
Come join Bob and Chick Miller of Bella Vista Farms Animal Sanctuary the evening of April 21st at the Wind River Event Center for their annual fundraising dinner and auction. It'll be a wonderful evening of fun, great food, entertainment, and a fantastic auction. 100% of money raised goes to the care and feeding of abandoned and abused animals that call the farm their forever home. Some of the great items to be auctioned off include a South Africa photo safari for two, 7 nights of luxurious accommodations at the St. James Club and Villa on Antigua, 5 days accommodations in Cancun, Mexico, and a one-day park hopper ticket for four to Disneyland. So get your tickets today at any Redding or Anderson VCA Animal Clinic, online at bellavistafarm.org, or give Chick a call at 347-0544. Get $5 off if you purchase your tickets before March 31st. And remember, it's all about the animals.
You can take us with you anytime, anywhere, live with our streaming audio feed at kcnr1460.com.
Use it, fix it, trash it, change it, mail, upgrade it, charge it, point it, zoom it, press it, snap it, work it, quick, erase it, write it, cut it.
And this portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Cypress Square Barbershop, man's last stronghold. It's where Carl gets his haircut. It's where you should get your haircut. Cypress Square Barbershop at 2463 Athens Avenue in Reading, 244-9478. Cypress Square Barbershop, proud sponsor of Free Fire Radio.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And we're joined in the guest in the studio this hour with guest Dick Richards. And we're talking Anderson and stuff going on down there. So we talked in the first half hour about, or in the first 15 minutes about some things that have taken place in the past. And we've got some upcoming events that's starting this weekend.
That's correct. Starting tomorrow, actually. We're going to have the a huge garage sale, basically, at the factory outlets to raise money to maintain the Walk of Honor in Anderson. And so that'll be starting tomorrow, and it'll continue on through Saturday. So,
and this is at the factory stores. And for those of you who don't know, down near on East Center Street, down by the Public Health Building and Teen Center, and some other nice buildings down there across the street from the old fire department where we have the Christmas celebration, there is the Veterans Walk of Honor, which is a beautiful memorial that was put in there, and it needs maintaining and maintenance on a regular basis.
And then on Monday, April the 10th, we start the spring cleaning in Anderson, our Anderson Cleanup Week. That's something the Volunteer Patrol and the Anderson Police Department and the Peace Officers Association has worked with the city for several years now. That is such a neat program, and it's so well appreciated by the people in Anderson. What it consists of, basically, is we've made a deal with Waste Management. They bring out these huge 20 and 30-yard cubic yard hoppers, basically, empty trash bins, and we position them at predetermined places throughout Anderson and invite the community to come in and fill them up.
Bring your junk. Empty your backyard out. Get rid of all of that stuff that won't fit in your garbage can, that's collecting by the back fence, all of those things that you have no need for, and they cost a lot of money if you try to take them to the dump.
That's correct, and we try to recycle everything that we can, the e-waste and the metal. We have different people there that collect these various things. The Volunteer Patrol and the different people, the Moose Club are participating this year. We help unload people's trailers and trucks because it takes too long for just one person to do it, and we usually have a big lineup of people waiting to take advantage of that.
So what are some of the things that they can't bring?
That they cannot take. We don't take paint, things like that, or they have to be taken care of in a normal way. We don't take tires, but this year we are recycling mattresses, so that'll be good.
That's huge.
So Monday, we'll have the first set of hoppers over at the Corporation Yard on Barney Street, and people are invited to come use those. And then on Wednesday, we'll be at Ravenwood and North Street. And then on Saturday morning, we'll have it at the fairgrounds. So this runs from 8 till noon. Everybody's from the city of Anderson. This is for city of Anderson residents. And you will be checked, basically, to make sure you are.
I was going to say, if you're from Reading, shouldn't be driving their mattresses down there.
You're going to need something to identify that you live in the city of Anderson to be able to participate in this.
Right. But that is such a neat event, and we've been doing that for several years. I've seen days where we have actually filled up four or five of those 20-yard hoppers from 8 till noon. I mean, that's amazing amount of things that we collect.
Do you know, and if you have, this is an opportunity for some of you to do a little extra volunteering. If you have seniors who live in your area and you happen to have access to a pickup truck, this would be a good time to go check with them, see if they have some things. You can look in their yard and see they have some things maybe they need to dispose of. I know a couple of times we've done that where I live, where we kind of clean up the neighborhood in this process by taking a couple of pickup loads and helping some people who don't have access to pickups or what have you.
Yes, indeed. That's what
I will even say that the police officers have been nice enough on occasion to come in and remove stuff from my backyard that I couldn't move.
we do that.
Just talk to them nicely.
Then on Saturday, April 22nd, the Anderson Middle School is holding a pancake breakfast and a craft show at the Scout Hall in Anderson at the River Park. The breakfast is a fundraiser, and it starts at 7:30, and the craft show continues on through the day till 3.
And this is on this Sunday?
April 22nd.
Oh, good. I was going to say, that's not good if it's this weekend, because that's going to rain. April 22nd.
We've arranged for April 22nd to be a nice day.
Okay. Oh, good. Okay. I'm glad.
And right after that, on the same day, April 22nd, at the same place, the Scout Hall, at 4 o'clock, the Anderson Family Fitness Center is putting on a fundraiser. They're calling it a color dash, basically, and it's going to be a race, basically, and as the people pass, they're going to be selling little bags of different colors that you toss these on the rollers.
I've seen them where they end up all, like, rainbow-colored by the end.
Right.
It's like a mud run, but you use color.
That's right.
You end up, like, totally full of, like, people wear tutus and all kinds of fun hairstyles. And I've heard of this. That sounds great.
I will not be in a tutu.
No. But there's girlfriends that will get together as, like, a team and, like, dress in a costume. And how far is the run for?
I don't know.
Okay.
I don't know.
So usually they're not.
Well, there's a good there's a lot of paths and what have you down at the Anderson River Park, so I'm sure they've got a great course set up to do that.
Yeah, that's awesome.
that's a fundraiser for the Anderson Teen Center. Okay.
Oh, great. Okay.
Then on May 6th, we're excited about this. Basically, at B&B RV in Anderson, basically, they have decided to put on a fundraiser for the Anderson Police Department K-9 unit. And it's going to consist of a barbecue, a chicken and ribs dinner that's available. And B&B has graciously donated a beautiful RV that they're going to, going to raffle off.
Wow.
All of the money that they collect on this basically goes to support the K-9 program in Anderson. And I should mention, basically, the K-9 program in Anderson is funded through donations. You know, we have three wonderful dogs now and three wonderful handlers that really is a boom, basically, for the Anderson Police Department.
It is, and there's so many of our businesses, and I won't begin to try to name them because I'll leave somebody out, that have got involved with these various fundraisers and helped fund these dogs and the training that goes with it. I really want to give a shout-out to the police chief down there and his officers who have so embraced this program and taken the time to be involved with the community to make these things happen. You know, the city of Anderson was fortunate enough, as I'll remind you, a couple of years ago, to pass the half-cent sales tax, which allowed money to go to public safety. Unfortunately, that's only for the police department and not for the fire department because, Anderson Fire Protection District is a separate part of the city of Anderson and not a part of the city government. So a lot of people have the impression that that money was shared for public safety across the spectrum. And unfortunately, it was not. But I will say that the police department and the city council down there have really taken the time to do it right and spend that money as the people have indicated they wanted it, i.e. for the police department. So that has enabled the chief down there to do some things with police officers, but he's been very ingenious about the way he's gone at programs to do more with less money, with some reserve programs and other things that have really helped money go a long way.
Right, because we had him on here, right, and he was talking about hiring paying for the academy,
mm-hmm.
and then is that the guy? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah, and then they would have a job afterward.
And they're committed to be at the city of Anderson for a certain period of time.
Which
so that helps. And
program.
The K-9 program is very helpful for our big, I remember we had one fundraiser over at the local winery there,
mm-hmm.
Which was very successful. The upcoming event on May 6th, there's so many people involved in it. In fact, I'm actually going to be serving, Johnny Tosello with the Neighborhood Watch program in our area and the Sons of Italy are kind of involved a little bit in that. With the cooking, and so I'm going to be help serving that day.
That sounds, I might have to buy a raffle ticket or two.
I think so, yeah. And B&B, they've been there a long time and are a great addition to the city of Anderson community. And so we appreciate their involvement as well.
Yes, and if you've never seen the K-9 demonstration, it's worth watching. It is just amazing what those dogs and handlers can do. The event will take place from 4 to 9. And tickets are on sale for the dinner and for the raffle at the Anderson Police Department or B&B RV. One thing that they demonstrated, the last thing that I wasn't even aware of myself, was that the police department apparently has a means of basically of turning the dog loose from the car. And that was so demonstrative and amazing to watch. The police officer simulated having a problem with an individual and he pressed a button, and that door flew open on the car, and that dog was out of that car assisting the police officer, and so fast,
wow.
It was almost a blur.
It's like launching a missile.
Exactly,
yeah.
And the important part of that is because, our police officers in all jurisdictions, unfortunately, live in a very tremulous time right now.
Mm-hmm.
Every pullover, every time they stop a car for the most minor thing, it can really be an issue. And our officers, with very few exceptions, are out there by themselves. It's a one-person thing, whether it's the CHP, the City of Reading, or the City of Anderson, 90% of the time, our officers are out on patrol by themselves. And they pull somebody over, and it can go bad in a heartbeat. The ability to have that, and I mean, that dog is there now, and they know what they got out of the car for. So there's discussion needed.
When that door opens, they know that there's an issue.
Exactly. And it has proved to just be a tremendous aid to keeping our officers really protected and straight. So we've got a lot more to talk about Neighborhood Watch and the Citizens Patrol in the next half hour. We're going to take a break now, and we'll be back.
And at 8:30 on KCNR 1460, the home of Free Fire Radio, with this portion of the program brought to you by Bastiani Arms, 2539 Larkspur Lane, our firearms dealer of choice when it comes to selecting that new long gun or pistol. Having gunsmith work done on our guns or buying ammo, John Bastiani prides himself on customer service and always having what the customer needs in stock and at fair prices. Bastiani Arms, 222-8222.
Hi, I'm Chuck Kinney, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. There's a joke around our company that our propane is better than other companies' propane. The fact is that most propane sold in the North State is manufactured in the same refineries in the Bay Area, so there's really no difference. However, there can be a big difference between propane companies. When you call Shasta Gas, you will be greeted by a friendly, knowledgeable customer service representative that will answer your questions or concerns and even give you an approximate time that your delivery will be there if you need to know. If you want, you can also talk to the owner, me. There may also be a big difference in prices between companies. Our motto at Shasta Gas is our customers are warm friends. So for safety, service, and savings, and to experience this difference, give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's raining diamonds at Goldmark Jewelers. Diamonds, diamonds, and more diamonds. Save an amazing 25% off all bridal mountings and 15% off all diamond fashion jewelry, including estate diamond jewelry. Fine diamonds of every size, quality, and price as Goldmark Jewelers rains diamonds during the entire month of April. Remember, diamonds are a girl's best friend, and Goldmark is your diamond destination. Goldmark Jewelers in the Town and Country Square, Hilltop Drive, Reading. Open Monday through Saturday, 9:30 to 5:30. Close Sunday.
One of the most important tenets of your life is ensuring that your loved ones are cared for even after you're gone. Having a will is important, but can be bogged down in probate court for years. What are your options? Douglas Wright, attorney at law, specializes in estate planning and probate matters. Does a living trust solve all your legal concerns? Douglas Wright will guide you through the many legal aspects of planning for your future and the future of your loved ones. Douglas Wright Law, a professional corporation, 530-243-6000 or douglaswrightlaw.com.
Tarzan, the live musical adventure is coming to the Cascade Theatre stage. Don't miss this unforgettable theatrical experience with high-flying excitement and heart-pumping music by rock legend Phil Collins. Tarzan swings into the Cascade Theatre March 31st through April 9th. Tickets on sale now at the Cascade box office, 243-8877 or cascadetheatre.org.
When you need prompt, dependable transportation, you can count on Reading Yellow Cab. At Reading Yellow Cab, they have a deep commitment to serve the public and provide dependable first-rate service. Whether you're heading out for a night on the town, need to get to work, or you're just running errands, relax and let Reading Yellow Cab do the driving for you. Reading Yellow Cab is your number one choice for reliable, friendly transportation and clean, comfortable cabs. Give them a call at 222-1234. That's 222-1234.
If it's someone who has something to say about the North State, you'll hear it here.
And Casey and our time, make that 8:33, checking the weather real quick. It is 50 degrees in Reading with light rain. This brought to you by Shasta Gas Propane. Our customers are warm friends, locally owned and operated with senior and veterans discounts. Why go to Shasta Gas Propane? Is the price competitive for what you're getting? Look for a full-service company, and that is Shasta Gas Propane.
And welcome back. This is Trish Clark and
Sharon Clark. Good morning, everyone.
And we're visiting with Dick Richards, and we're talking about all of the opportunities that you have coming up in the South County down in the city of Anderson. I want to remind you that you can go in to the City of Anderson webpage and just go on cityofanderson.org or Cal Government, whatever it is. But you'll pick it right up. And under the Parks and Rec, they'll have all these different things listed. If you have any questions about that, you know, you can always call me because I'll be able to put you in touch with whoever it is, because there's lots of opportunities coming up down in the city of Anderson to get involved in. And Dick Richards, our special guest this morning, is going to tell us more about it.
Good morning.
You know, on May 26th, coming up to the at the Shasta County Fairgrounds, they're having another fundraiser, basically to gather up money to proceed with the Anderson Explodes fireworks on the 3rd. So that'll be, I say, on May 26th, that'll be a fundraiser dinner and a comedy show.
And they've got the tickets for sale right now for $100 for the drawing for the Anderson Explodes. Those are out there and available, and so you buy a ticket and you have a chance of winning $10,000. And there's several $250 winners and $500 winners and one $10,000 winner, guaranteed giveaway. And those tickets are out and about. You can check with any of the Anderson Explode members and get one of those tickets, or give me a call and I'll send you in the right direction.
Right. Then on June 7th, we start our Mosquito Serenades. This is the 36th year we've been putting on the Mosquito Serenades at the Anderson River Park.
And remember, these are free to the public.
Free to the public. And that's every Wednesday through the 30th, or through August 23rd. Different bands, different organizations will be there. It's just a whole lot of fun for the family.
There's food and an opportunity for the kids to be involved in the music. You can sit. We still pass a jug. That where you can make donations. Harry Sipple and Marge and I did that way back in the early 80s is when we started that. I hate to admit that. That's still how it's a lot of funding. A lot of businesses get involved with sponsoring the various artists that come, because the caliber of artists has, you know, it's a little harder to get them here, and they actually want to be paid now for a lot of years.
That's a great event.
We got volunteers. Yeah. It's a huge event, and we bring in top-notch entertainment. It is free to the public. Great opportunity to go down, sit by the river. You can have a sandwich.
Get your blanket out. Kids are running around and dancing in front of the stage. It's just
a marvelous time, yeah. And there's an opportunity to dance if you like to dance as well down in there. And that's every Wednesday night starting on
June 7th through August 23rd.
Yeah,
but it doesn't end on August 23rd because the Anderson Chamber of Commerce picks it up the next week.
Yeah, there you go, and goes into another concert series.
August 30th, and they call that the weekly Summer River Jam, basically. And again, that's another free opportunity for people to go and enjoy the park. Starting June 19th through July 28th, the Summer of Fun begins. It's a summer camp for kids, basically, in southern Shasta County, and it's free, basically. You can bring your children ages 5 through 12, and they're supervised. They have crafts and games and learn to play as a team and so forth. It's have lots of counselors there who have been through the camp themselves and have come back to Anderson as teenagers and young adults to help Pam Lewis put that on.
And you can sign up for that through the Anderson Rec Department by going online at the City of Anderson and sign up with Pam Lewis.
That's correct. And you can actually sign your child up the first day of the event. Bring them down there, and you have to be there as a parent to get them signed up, basically. They're well supervised. It's a fun event. The Volunteer Patrol participates in that. We show up and do various things. Kind of a funny story behind that. The Volunteer Patrol, one of the things we do is move our radar unit around town. When we get complaints about people speeding on a street, we'll move this trailer-mounted radar unit around to various neighborhoods, and it shows basically how fast you're going. So we're always trying to think of something new to do with the kids to keep their attention and educate them, basically. So one night when I was moving the radar trailer back to the corporation yard, I got to thinking, gee, I wonder if this thing would register how fast people are running. Oh, we've never used it for that. So it was dark and nobody was around. So I parked our patrol vehicle down the street, and I would run at the trailer, basically. So that must have been quite a sight for the neighbors to be watching this old man in a police uniform running at this trailer. So I had to do it over and over again and keep adjusting the trailer till I finally figured out how to make it basically pick up a low speed. So we brought that over to the park, and we'd set that up with some cones, and we'd have the kids have contests, basically, to see who could run the fastest.
Oh, that's great.
Well, how fun is that?
They just had a ball. We had red ribbons left over from the Red Ribbon Week of the Drug Awareness Program. So we would give each child one of the red ribbons, and my wife would stand there and record their speed on the back of the ribbon and give it to them as they went through.
I'm just sorry I wasn't close enough with the iPhone to take pictures of you running at the machine. That would have been worth saving.
You would not want to see that.
I've been a great photo op.
That was not a good sight. But the kids loved it, and we continue to do that. So we have football camps, basketball camps, dance classes, low-impact aerobics, kids' kung fu classes, square dancing, swim lessons at the high school. All these things are coming up through the summer, and most everything there is free except for some of these classes. It's a great opportunity for people.
And as I recall in the past, if you have children, even the ones that charge money, there's some scholarship programs available through various businesses, I think, that still will fund a child if you have some, you know, that wants to be involved in those. And so I think if you check with Pam, you'll find out that there are some opportunities to have your children involved, even if you can't afford the money.
That's true. And there's even employment opportunities for some of the kids, for lifeguards and counselors.
And it's a good opportunity because, as he indicated earlier, with some of these programs, when the kids come through little, I remember the free fishing day and those kind of things, and they come through and experience it as a child. When they get in to be a teenager, then they can come back and be one of the supervisors and counselors for the day to help these programs.
Right. That's great.
So it keeps them involved. Beyond just the first free time that they come and go through as a child.
Yeah.
Yes, indeed. From working with the kids, the Anderson Volunteer Patrol, a lot of what we do basically is work with kids, fitting bicycle helmets and bicycle safety programs and various things. One of the things that we did on a very limited scale was work with kids. We'd have them wear a pair of goggles that simulated having too much alcohol. But we only had the one pair, and we usually had lined up of people waiting to do that. So I talked with the chief and got his concurrence. Basically, we could apply for a grant through the Shasta Regional Community Foundation, particularly the Redding Rancheria Community Fund. So we applied for a grant last year to purchase a set of the goggles, basically, that would simulate various degrees of blood alcohol content. And we got a pair of goggles that would simulate using marijuana and another pair of goggles that would simulate using prescription drugs.
Wow.
So we also had asked, we thought we could use a portable public address system, because a lot of times we'll be working in the park or someplace where we don't have that
power.
Facility. Mm-hmm. So we asked for that. And another thing to go along with a radar trailer on a second grant, we asked to be considered to buy this portable radar unit that we could mount to a tree or to a signpost. And basically what that unit does, it records actual speeds and the direction that the person is going and the time of day that they're doing this. So sometimes we would get complaints from residents about speeding in their area, and we'd go out and we couldn't see anything going on at the time while you're there. And you really can't afford to have an officer there 24/7 on the thing. So this unit basically keeps track. It'll go for 2 weeks at a time and keep records. And then the officer can go and download all that information, and it'll print the reports, and it'll show exactly what time of day the speeding is occurring, if it is occurring. And so it allows the chief, basically, and the sergeants to deploy their manpower on a more economical basis. We'll send somebody out there when the problem is taking place, not have to wait for it to take place.
Yeah, as people are trying to get their kids to school and they're running late, if the speeding is always between 7 and 9 a.m., they can just have an officer there during those times. That's great.
I think this is great. I just want to point out again, all of this background work and everything is being done by volunteers in the city of Anderson to gather this up in conjunction with the police chief down there, which are making all of these things available for the citizens, and it's done by volunteers.
It's great.
Yes, that's great.
The Citizens Patrol. And now the Citizens Patrol also is out and about in the community on a regular basis.
That's true. We have two vehicles dedicated just to this to the Volunteer Patrol. We have three of our guys, basically, and two of our gals go out, basically, and they patrol the neighborhoods and they patrol the businesses. And, excuse me, We'll make vacation checks if somebody goes on vacation and they want one of us to come by and check on their plate periodically. We do that. So it's a good thing. Basically, it increases the presence of the police in the neighborhood. People can see what's going on. And in conjunction with working with the kids at the various events, the kids get to know these guys, basically, in the volunteer patrol unit. And whenever we're interacting with the kids, we always encourage the kids, if you have a problem or you just need to talk to somebody, wave down on these guys. They'll stop and talk to you, listen to you, what you got going.
Mm-hmm. And it creates a presence in the community. If we've got people hanging around the neighborhood that don't belong there, as these citizen patrol cars are coming through, they can spot that. They get familiar with our neighborhoods and know if there are cars there that are out of place and shouldn't be there. It really just adds another dimension to what the police officers are able to do. Unfortunately, we have our share of crime down in the city of Anderson and other things going on that tie up our police officers as well. This is just another set of eyes and ears to watch over the community, mm-hmm. and work in conjunction not only, and in the next, we're going to have to take a break here, but when we come back, we want to talk a little bit about the Neighborhood Watch program as well with some of these same people that are involved in the Citizens Patrol. So we'll take a break and be right back.
This portion of Free Fire Radio brought to you by Dandelion, located at 1322 Market Street. Call them at 247-1292. Lots of gifts to buy for that friend, as well as designer brands. Lots of gifts for that hard-to-buy-for friend, as well as designer brands from Brighton to Miss Me. They also have beautiful candles and home decor. Come on downtown to Dandelion.
Did you know all PG&E residential customers will be switched to time-of-use billing by 2019? That means you could pay three times more for your power during the day. Solar power from Advanced Power Reading is the solution. And with our new lithium battery pack, you can take advantage of the new rates by using your stored energy during the peak hours and recharge at night when rates are low. Visit our showroom at 843 North Market Street and see the new battery technology at work. And our new battery can be added to your existing solar system. Advanced Power Reading is offering zero down with up to 25-year financing. Give us a call today at 226-0701 and let us show you the way to produce your own power. Remember these three things. Don't let anyone talk you into a lease. Use a local solar contractor. Get at least three bids. And call the experts at Advanced Power Reading, 226-0701, or stop by our office at 843 North Market Street, Reading. 226-0701, 843 North Market Street, Reading.
And guess what I found out today?
I'm all ears.
Well, my windshield wiper fluid ran out today, so I stopped by Premier Oil Change for a free top-off.
Yeah?
As one of the technicians was filling the wiper fluid, another came over and told me I was due for an oil change, which is cool, but get this. He said I had more than enough reward points, so my oil change was free.
Free? Did we sign up for something?
Nope. Premier doesn't require that we sign up. We're just regular customers that drive a lot. And Premier does all the fluid maintenance on our cars, so we build up points automatically.
Wow. Who knew? Free fluid top-off, reward points that accumulate each time we do required maintenance? Dang, suddenly I feel really smart.
Okay, smart guy. With the money I just saved you, can you take me out to dinner?
That's the second best idea you've had today.
Learn more about rewards the next time you stop by or go to our website at premieroilchange.com in the Palisadro Shopping Center and on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park. Both locations get you a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Premier, your friendly oil change.
After we inspected a vehicle with a driving problem, I called the insurance company, Don Steck, for Coachmaster Collision Repair. The insurance adjuster seemed skeptical because the vehicle had recently been repaired, so I invited him to inspect it. The first area was only 1/8 inch off, as was the second. He said, "I don't see a problem. Each area is within tolerance." "Tolerance is accumulative," I said. "This car is 1/4 inch short on one side, and that will amplify over the length of the car. When measured the full length, the wheels will not align. Accumulative damage is often not understood." He said he would check with the shop that did the repair. He called later and said, "They are frustrated, because no matter how perfect they make it, Coachmaster can always make it better." I replied, "If we can make it better, it was not perfect." Coachmaster, Collision Repair, Redding, California.
Got something stuck in your craw? Give us a call, 605-4567.
And welcome back to KCNR 1460 AM Community Radio for the North State. Jump into the chat room at KCNR1460.com. We hope we got all those bugs fixed out for you this morning, and thank you for your patience. And if you have a phone call for Dick or anything we've been talking about this morning, any questions, you can give us a call at 605-4567. And we've got, we've covered a lot of information, and I like to take this opportunity, as all of you know, I'm very proud of being a citizen of the city of Anderson in the South County. So much going on down there, and it's just a great community to live in. And part of the reason it's such a great community is because of people like Dick Richards and the groups that he's involved with and all the volunteerism. And a shout out to all the businesses that are getting involved with all of these projects that are willing to help make a difference in our kids' lives down in the South County. So final thoughts and wrap up on stuff that is happening down in Anderson. We got one more segment, Dick.
Well, we'll continue on. Basically, I wanted to talk a little bit about what's going on right now with the Anderson Middle School. One of the teachers there basically that heads up the leadership class, because she had gone to one of our Celebrate Anderson meetings and got the idea of basically what can we do to get kids involved in things, came up with the idea of, well, you know what we could really use would be, I'm going to call them cop cards. And they're baseball trading cards and have the officers' pictures on them, a little history about the officer and what they do, what their thoughts are. Well, the kids in the leadership class, these are 6th, 7th, 8th graders basically, decided to take this on as a project. And they just recently applied for a grant similar to what we have, basically, to fund that project. And it was so interesting to get the input from the kids, basically, why they felt this would be a good idea to have these cop cards, basically, and what they could do for the community, basically, as far as getting the kids to know the officers and the officers to know the kids. It was a very rewarding experience. With a little bit I had involved in it, but what was really kind of neat was one of the officers, Officer Daniel Stewart, who heads up our Neighborhood Watch program, actually was a student of the teacher that had headed up this project, basically. So he has gone through school in Anderson and come back and is now an officer for the Anderson Police Department, and he's giving back to the community by helping these students and being the liaison between the police department and the Anderson Middle School with this cop card project.
And he heads up the Neighborhood Watch program, which I update us a little bit, because I know that our group down where I live is very active. I get emails from them on a regular basis. They have there's actually an app now that we can actually put on our telephone to where we can get these updates of anything that's going on. Somebody's car got broke into, there's a strange car in the area, whatever is going on in our area. And it's most helpful. And it helps you, if you get involved in these things, it helps you to be aware and not be a victim. Think before you walk out and leave your garage door open. Think before you leave your car in the driveway. Start thinking about the real world that we live in and not be a victim. And so help all of the police officers and everything. But how are the other Neighborhood Watch programs? Are they doing well in all the community, or where do we need help?
They're not doing as well as what John has put together. John is a very organized man, and he has really done a great job. He's a model, basically, that we could use. But Officer Stewart is working towards getting other neighborhoods involved. In fact, he had a meeting with a lady this morning who was interested in starting a Neighborhood Watch program. And like you said, it is a wonderful way to help people to know each other, who belongs in the neighborhood, when something is not right in the neighborhood. And basically, it's a back-and-forth communication between the police department and the neighborhood. When the neighborhood people see something going on that is not right, they call the police department. If the police department knows of something taking place in that neighborhood that people need to be aware of, they have a means of notifying the people through the Neighborhood Watch captains and so forth.
You get a little notice right on your phone that comes up, and you're right, Johnny. And I give a plug out to Johnny Tosello, good friend. A lot of you know him, been involved in the Sons of Italy for many years and fundraisers around. Johnny T, And he's been real good about doing that Neighborhood Watch program as well.
He's done a wonderful job with it. And the way that it's coordinated, as an example, basically, they've been having trouble with a particular dog in the neighborhood biting people and harassing people. So John notifies the police department. The police department notifies people who's going to take care of that. But we also get the volunteer patrol involved in that because we notify the gentlemen who are operating in those neighborhoods with the vehicles, hey, you're going to have to watch out for this. This is what's going on. This is what we want you to do if you see something going on. So like you said before, it's more eyes and ears and watching and going on in the neighborhood.
And we have a lot of walkers in our neighborhood and a lot of women who walk in our neighborhood because we have historically had a very safe neighborhood that we could do that in. So that's been a big issue. All of a sudden, we've got this dog that is attacking people.
Oh, gosh.
And so you need to be aware of it. And if you see a dog out there, those are different things. We've got just a little bit of time left. I really want to thank you, Dick, Dick is very also involved in the RV club that I am a member of the Elks Lodge.
So I don't know how you have any time for anything else, Dick.
Well, I know, but no, that's amazing because we had this conversation the other evening at our RV meeting and I said, so much information out there and the summer coming up. Your kids are going to have some free time. There's these programs they can get involved in. Important about it gives them, they want to be involved in it because it's not just making busy work for them. They can see the outcome of the time they're putting in and how they're making a difference mm-hmm. in the community. Mm-hmm. Especially the program with the glasses. Our kids, this whole legalizing of marijuana, I think that sends such a bad message to our youth as they're growing up that they're legalizing it, must be okay. And so we need for them to learn the impact of trying to live your normal life if you are impaired by prescription mm-hmm. drugs, alcohol, marijuana, any of those things. They need to know what those impacts are.
Definitely, and that's what we've got the glasses for, basically, was to do that. And along with the glasses, we bought what we call activity mats. They're printed pictures, basically, on a vinyl piece of cloth. Basically, the cloth is 4 foot wide by 10 foot long, and it's got steps and beer cans and apple cores and trash cans and the police dog, various things that you have to navigate around and through while you're wearing these goggles. So it impresses the kids and the people that do it even more in regards as they try to pick up one of these things and find out they're a foot off from what they thought they were, or they can't walk the white line and so forth. And Saturday when we had this, basically we had volunteers from the Anderson Teen Center and the New Technology and the Anderson Middle School. The kids basically working with kids. So we would bring the volunteer kids in and tell them what we want to do, and we would let the kids talk to the other kids about what it means, why you're wearing these goggles, how the system works. Kids talking to kids made a lot more impression than listening to an old guy like me talk about it. So it was fun watching these kids learn and teach other kids. It was a great experience.
That's awesome.
Then the other thing we need to take on is teaching them about texting and driving. There's been so many horrendous accidents with our young people where that text that you get and they think they can actually text and drive at the same time and so many horrendous accidents.
They're like calling it distracted driving now because sometimes it's texting, sometimes it's GPS, sometimes it's email, whatever that is you're doing on your phone, distracted driving. I just read something on very, very high percentage of accidents now.
Exactly, yeah. And the more people get involved with it, the more people are involved in it, even at an older age where they think they're – I have to say that every once in a while I have people that are close to me that I'll get a text from, and I happen to know where they are, and I text them right back and go, stop that.
My daughter always – every time my daughter knows I'm on the road, she'll say, and don't text while you're driving. When my 21-year-old, especially if I'm like 3 hours on the road, you know, uh-huh. she knows I'm getting emails. I'm a business owner. Then don't text while you drive, and I'm like, okay. But my car will read my texts to me,
yes.
and then I can say – I can respond with a button push that says, I can't talk, I'm driving. You know, or I'll call the person if I need to, but not everyone has that technology, but she's definitely like on me about it. So that's great.
Yeah. Yeah. It is. And we just want to, you know, our kids are involved with a whole lot of things that are coming up in their lives. They're busy. I'm not convinced that they're getting the very best education about these things in our schools that they should be getting. So when we can get involved to make a difference and bring some of those things forward as citizens within our community, it helps our community a safer place and a better place to be.
Definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Dick, for all you do. My goodness. City's lucky to have you.
We're really blessed, basically, in Anderson. I think we have a progressive police chief. Chief Johnson has been just a great guy to work with. He's always looking for ways to make things better. He started the coffee with the chief, basically, where he has the community, invites the community and talk about what's going on. He started the positive reinforcement program where one of the officers or people on the volunteer patrol, seeing a kid especially do something out of the ordinary is good. We can stop and thank them for doing what they're doing, give them a ticket for a free pizza that one of the people in Anderson had donated or things like that.
I'll give on last Sunday at the community breakfast down at the Frontier Senior Center, I sent Mike Johnson, our police chief, a text as I arrived at the breakfast. Don't forget about the breakfast this morning. He and his wife got there. Unfortunately, we had a bit of a mishap with a senior as she was coming into the breakfast. She fell. So I came out the door, and here was the chief of police administering first aid. They got that taken care of and all came in and had breakfast together. We got to go. Thank you so much, Dick, and thank you for joining us this morning.
Thank you for inviting me.
Bye, everyone.
The news is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Redding by Wind River Resort and Casino. It's better at the river.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Rich Thomason. The wheels are in motion to change the nature of the Senate as Democrats block the nomination of President Trump's Supreme Court pick. Correspondent Linda Kenyon has a live update from Capitol Hill.
Rich, with this announcement, Democrats officially begin an historic filibuster of Supreme Court nominee Neil Gorsuch.
Any senator wishing to change their vote? If not, on this vote, the yeas are 55, the nays are 45. Three-fifths of the senators duly chosen and sworn not having voted in the affirmative, the motion is not agreed to.
And almost immediately, the Republican majority set in motion a series of